A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. Rays leading the Astros 5-2 in the top of the eighth. Does look like they are about to take 2 of 3 in this series being played in a minor league park. A park for ants? It's very tiny. Hunter Brown, a rough day. He gave up 3 homers. And the Astros, a rough day in the field. Mauricio Dubon, 2 errors today. Isak Paredes, another error. So, pretty bad. Pretty bad. Cam Smith 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Brendan Rodgers, what a surprise, 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts. Altuve 0 for 3 with a walk. It's not good. Other than Isak Paredes' 2-run homer to open up the game in the first inning, it's been rough. Hot take on YouTube at ESPN Houston. Rocky comments. Hunter Brown is not a Cy Young. He's just showing what he really is. He's just a 500 pitcher. Like I said 3 weeks ago, he's inconsistent, which he'll show. And he has. Rocky, dog. Over the last year, he was the best pitcher in baseball not named Paul Skenes. Rocky, come on, man. You got to walk that one back. He was consistent for a year. That is consistency at the major league level. Is he always going to be this? I don't know. But he does seemingly have to be this going forward, especially now with the news today that Ronel Blanco is in town. No update on this yet. Getting his elbow looked at. Yet another Astros pitcher dealing with some sort of elbow issue. I mean, of all the guys who have been dealing with something. From an elbow perspective over the last couple of years, Christian Javier, Luis Garcia, Jose Urquidy, Lance McCullers, did J.P. France have to deal with something? I don't know. Hayden Wisniewski now joining him, and on top of that, Ronel Blanco. Ugh. What's going on? Bizarre. So, look. They're going to have to start scoring runs. They just scored a run, so that's neato.
Rally?
Mauricio Dubon with a home run. Hell yeah. That makes up for one of the errors. You're going to need to hit another one. Doobie-doo it. But to this point, it's just not looking so good. Looking so good.
Should the Astros sell high on Hunter Brown? 713-780-3.
Ooh, yeah.
I guess this is low. Wait until he has a good start, then trade him.
But it is low-hanging fruit. Let's do that the rest of the show. Okay. Like, should the Astros sell off all their pieces? Should the Astros trade Jose Altuve? 713-780-3776. He's been very inconsistent this year. Actually, he's been consistently not good at the plate for the last month. That's consistency there. Also, Yordan Alvarez, consistently hurt and inconsistent this season.
Yeah. Jake Meyer's really the only guy.
Cornerstone of the franchise.
Yeah.
Framber Valdez? Might have to trade him, you know? Just things that the Astros got to consider. Anyway, hey, everybody. What's going on in the National Football League? This is not the National Football League anymore. I don't know why this is my first thought to get us to talking about this guy. Did anyone see what happened with Antonio Brown over the weekend? And I suppose at this point, with Antonio Brown, you'd believe any headline, right? This is a man who threw an ottoman off of a balcony at an apartment and almost killed a toddler. This is a man who was on video sporting a pants tent minus the pants in a pool while just swimming around in public. Not his private pool. It's like at a community pool. This is a man who has a social media account that gets all sorts of engagement that I'm not convinced he is running. The latest Antonio Brown incident took place on Saturday morning. There were various videos of what appeared to be an incident involving former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown with gunshots heard at the end of each of the videos. Antonio Brown said that he was jumped by multiple individuals who tried to steal his jewelry and cause him physical harm. He was briefly detained by police and released after officers received his side of the story. This took place at a boxing event in a Miami warehouse featuring some boxers. I don't know who they are, but if you watch the videos, it does seem like Antonio Brown was attacked. Brown, when he recounted what happened on a live stream conducted by one of the boxers, said, "I got CTE. I blacked out. I ain't know what happened." So it's Antonio Brown, right? Well, you got another layer of this story. And this is really interesting. Remember the guy who, in the middle of the Kendrick Lamar performance at the Super Bowl, busted out a Palestine flag and started dancing with it to, I guess, promote awareness of Palestine's plight? I'm very dubious about that now. But the guy who has been accused of trying to rob Antonio Brown is claiming that he's actually the victim. Zul Karnajan Nantambu says he's the man in the video that you can see online scuffling with Antonio Brown. Brown went to grab a gun and shot at him. He told TMZ Sports that Antonio Brown shot a couple of shots during Friday night's incident, and there were kids around when he pulled the trigger. Zul Karnajan, who made news in February when he pulled off a pro-Palestinian protest during Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime performance, says Antonio Brown definitely had a gun in his hand because he claims he got into a second scuffle and fought over the firearm. Was there another one that wasn't caught on video? I mean, none of this is surprising for Antonio Brown, but this guy coming back into the game, at least is definitely proof that this guy doesn't actually give a crap about Palestine, right? Like, this is just like an attention show pony seeker. Attention-seeking show pony. More. "I've been knowing Antonio Brown since 2021, says Zul Karnajan. I have a judgment against Antonio Brown for 180. Why would I even want to damage that for a moiser? Is that a jewel of some kind? And a fork metal chain. He's a liar, Antonio Brown. If you watch the video, everyone was attacking me. It was 3-on-1, three dudes. The dude with the green hoodie was with Antonio Brown. The other little Puerto Rican-looking dude, that's racist, that was swinging the bat was with Antonio Brown, and the rest was security for the boxer. They got children out there selling candy, bro. He could have hit one of them kids." At a Friday night fight in a Miami warehouse?
I don't know. If it's at a Miami warehouse, maybe there are kids selling candy outside.
Bizarre.
This doesn't sound like it's, you know, the title's on the line at this boxing match.
This doesn't sound like the United States of America, to be perfectly honest. But anyway, he runs into me after he shoots at me. We're hustling for the gun, fighting for the gun all over the ground. I get up. There's police. Police out there, bro. There's police here. We holding on the gun for dear life. We both get up off the ground, and then when I look up, the police is pointing a gun at us. The sheriff is pointing a gun at us. That's when I throw my hands up. He runs inside, and that's when they run after him. So I guess he lied to them, said whatever. Somebody tried to rob him. But if you look at the footage, you saw he swung first. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So you got to watch the video, I guess, yourself. As always with these videos, the camera work not done well. Oh, there's gunshots going off. You can't give us better camera work?
Yeah, get in there.
Come on. Do you want to make money by selling this to TMZ or World Star Hip Hop? Like, we need to have better effort from the cameramen here. Who would you believe? Antonio Brown on one hand, or the make it about himself a-hole who pulled out a pro-Palestinian flag in the middle of Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime performance, clearly not done in a means to raise awareness of the plight of Palestinians. Who's the person you believe here? Because I kind of want both to go to jail. Is that wrong? Mainly, like, I've always disliked Antonio Brown, and I feel the same way about this guy, too. Like, just put them both in jail. Huh? or at least in timeout for a little bit.
Oh, this was at a streamers boxing event.
That, well, that's the only kind of boxing event in 2025, Sean.
That is true. That's especially the only one that Antonio Brown would be at.
Definitely.
God.
Yeah, because if he goes anywhere reputable, he's probably going to get asked for the money he owes people.
Yeah. It's like, he only can exist in the, like, the we are looking for any sliver of clout that you have that we can both make money off of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, remember the home run derby a couple of months ago? There's a home run derby in Sugarland that Antonio Brown was a part of.
With Jose Canseco. Which should just be like
exactly.
The...
it's like exactly who you'd expect to be there.
We just need money.
So that's the latest in Antonio Brown. Trill O'Reilly says Moissanati is fake diamonds that passed the diamond tester. Well, hey, at least he didn't get that through slave labor. You know?
Wow, so he dropped a fake diamond. He was like, I'm not trying to steal some fake diamonds.
Hey, I'm not gonna you know what? I judge that man for shaming somebody for having fake diamonds. Fake diamonds, ethical. Real diamonds, non-ethical. I watched the movie Blood Diamond, okay? So I know a thing or two about these things. Anyway, 713-780-3776 to call to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. HTX Rhino says it's a lab-grown diamond. Yeah, lab-grown diamonds are diamonds. There's no difference. It is compressed matter. It's just not naturally forming, and one, for whatever reason, because I guess slave labor found it, is worth a ton. And if it's not found in the ground by some poor sap working in a third world country, then apparently it has no value, even if it's just as shiny and just as big. It's ridiculous. Women, we're on to you. But then again, I will take back all of this if a jeweler wants to endorse me. Paul Gallant Show, 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Stay there.
ESPN 975. This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. It's 5-4 Tampa Bay Rays over the Astros. Bottom of the eighth inning, Isak Paredes hit another home run. That's six homers his last nine games. Nice. Also, it seems that there was an ejection. Kevin Cash got, I guess, very heated for a call that led to a challenge that actually was overturned. I guess Yiner Diaz was hit by a pitch. The challenge showed he wasn't hit by a pitch. So there you go. Maybe there is hope for the Astros season. Maybe the Astros season isn't over, which we were possibly determining was the case if they lost another game to a minor league team in a minor league ballpark here in May.
And now, to keep the Astros in it in the bottom of the eighth, Force Whitley.
Let's go! Let's go!
Get a goose egg, get a clean inning, and then let the Astros offense take things from here and score, hopefully, one run in a half inning.
A request going forward, it would be nice for us to change the ability. And this is not on you, Sean. I don't know who this is on. We used to be able to watch the game in here and keep you posted on what's going on. Now I am literally looking at StatCast, and I am having a very difficult time explaining what I'm seeing. You know, if I were somebody who were pulled out of the Matrix in that movie, I would have no idea how to read the screen with all the numbers and all that stuff. I wouldn't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, it's all the green.
Right, all the green, all the those things passing by, which everyone acting like they can see it. I'm like, sure you can. There's definitely a bunch of liars amongst all the people that escaped. All those mole people that are living in these
That
these
one guy
machines.
Who's in eating the steak.
Yeah, that guy. That's me. I'd want to go back into the Matrix and be someone important. Would I rat everyone out? so they can have a stake again. I might. Again, I could be bought off. I've proven this. 713-780-3776 to call it the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. So, good news for the Houston Texans today. The Houston Texans will not have our special holiday taken away from them and from us. When they win the AFC South, that means they get a home playoff game. That means you get a home playoff game. We all get a home playoff game, probably Saturday, 2:30, on whatever network draws the short end of the stick for that window. Because the Detroit Lions, who were complaining about the NFL being a league where a team that comes in second place in their division ends up playing a road game if they have 14 wins. I think they were looking at what could have gone down in the NFC North this year. Say the Lions didn't smoke the Vikings. Would the Lions have potentially had to go on the road with just 14 wins? Just 14 wins? That was what they were complaining about, but they pulled their request to change the NFL's playoff system to make it a lot more like the NBA, where winning a division doesn't guarantee a squat at the last second, which means that Houston and the advantages of being a city of division champions, those advantages remain. AL West champion Houston Astros, Southwest division champion Houston Rockets, who were the two seed as well, so they got a home series their first round. And Houston Texans are still going to get home games for winning the god-awful AFC South.
Doesn't matter, Brian. But AFC South champions 2 years in a row, Brian.
That's right.
But you guys are back in the...
Doesn't matter what it looked like. Back in the playoffs. Looking forward to the playoffs.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, Brian. Get back to covering American sports for England. That's what Brian T. Smith does, by the way, now. I think his significant other got a job overseas, and he joined, and now he's basically a writer for British media covering American sports.
Like explaining what football is to...
God, that must be fun.
And baseball. Actually, all of our sports, Great Britain doesn't really get down with.
No, none of them.
He should be all over the flag football stuff for the Olympics.
For sure. For sure. Which, again, nobody wants. But also some other news as far as the Houston Texans. They have a rivalry uniform coming. That's right. Next year, new uniform. What's it going to look like?
I mean, they've already done so many different uniforms in the last year. I don't know what a fifth Texans uniform would look like. Throwbacks?
What if the Titans give them the Oilers uniforms? Well, listen, they're not wearing them anymore. They're changing the Titan blue uniform. That's their primary color now, but they're moving away from the Oilers uniforms altogether.
Yeah.
Is that... That would be the upset of the century. It would be a huge L and almost seppuku committed by Amy Adams Strunk for her now deceased father, who hated this city with a passion.
So short of a championship or the Rockets getting Giannis or like maybe even the Texans making like the AFC championship game, I don't know if I can think of a bigger... specifically Houston sports radio day that would be bigger than the day it gets announced that the Oilers history is back with the Texans.
Oh my gosh.
That might like that would just be the entire show that day. If that were to ever happen, it's kind of dumb in my mind, but it would dominate the day in a way that we've really only seen when the Astros win World Series.
It probably would.
Where every show, every segment is about that.
VO day. Liberation Oilers Day. Yeah, I'm really curious as to how that would go. You know what would be funny? Because for a lot of us, this is like the back of your pocket fodder to go to when it's a slow sports day. I think that if we were to get back the Oilers colors and the Oilers history, it would be a lot like all those people who are in pursuit of vengeance. Like when they actually get that vengeance. Like, all right, now what do you do?
Yeah.
You got your vengeance.
I'm like
Congrats.
A dog chasing a car.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll do if I just...
Exactly. To quote the Joker from The Dark Knight. Exactly. No, that's a great point. Like, once you get it, what do you do? Are we going to be happy? I don't think we will.
Do you think we'll then just be like, oh, wait, so it's cool jerseys, Earl Campbell, and losing?
It would probably be something like that. Or it probably would be like, wait a second, we were this passionate so that we could do this once a year at most. It would be interesting. I bet, and hopefully the Texans have learned from the past, I bet that they're just going to bring back like the uniforms that they wore legitimately the year before this past one.
Yeah, throwbacks.
An extra one.
Yeah, they'll put on the throwbacks.
Slightly different. It's like, yeah, these are our Andre Johnson era uniforms.
Yeah, without the Texan logo over the nameplate.
Has to have the Texan logo on the front and on the
back. That's the 2019 to 2024.
Yeah. I am wondering what they do. I shouldn't be wondering what they do, but I am wondering what
Can they just like do different colors of a jersey they already have? Is that what it's going to be? Is it just going to be the H-Town Blue jerseys and they'll just say that this is our rivalry game jersey?
Because it says they're announcing a fourth one. It's like, hey, your alternate uniforms are cool. Like, how about do it so that you could wear those multiple times a season?
Can we just wear the red ones again?
The red ones are awesome.
Yeah.
As are the red helmets. They only wore that once last year.
Yeah, again, they've just been so many new uniforms. There's four new uniforms in the last, 13 months that got announced that I can't imagine what a different Texans uniform would look like because the colors are red, white, and blue, and I think I've seen every variation I could possibly see in the four uniforms that they just got.
Yeah.
Because I can't even, like, an all-blue version of the red jerseys. Forrest Whitley just gave up a 3-run home run, by the way. 8-4 Rays.
All right, well.
Season's over.
Christian Walker, worst signing ever since Jose Abreu. Anyway, Paul Galancho, Sean Mace behind the glass. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Who's washed? In the world of sports.
The Astros.
Other than the Astros. Who else is washed? We'll talk about that next. It's Wash Watch Wednesday. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Listening to the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
So Forrest Whitley just got shelled. That ball would have gone into outer space. I know Hunter Brown, the home runs he allowed today in real ballparks might not have left the park. But hell, you could probably say that about Isak Paredes' two home runs today. Astros down 8-4, so unless they're able to pull off another rally, because they did pull within one. They were down 5-2. It was 5-4. Now it's 8-4. They are about to lose 2 of 3 to a minor league team. Alas, earwax. Also, semi-breaking news, and this is an athlete. We consider this person an athlete. We consider this person as athletic. In some ways, as Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain once famously held up a piece of paper that said 100 after he scored 100 points in a game. And actress / performer Bonnie Blue has been arrested by the United Kingdom police. What for? I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. In England, you got to be careful on social media. You can be arrested for a lot. I don't think I would be able to tweet the very mild things that I post on X occasionally over there, especially since I'm pretty sure I've called King Charles old sausage fingers. So,
yep, they'll get you for that.
They'll probably get me for get that, but that's concerning. So is Bonnie Blue washed? Does this mean that there's now a championship belt to be won by aspiring, strong, powerful, independent women of OnlyFans.
I will say, there is a chance, just by how this looks, this is a chance that this is just a scene from a new movie that she's in.
I mean, perhaps. It's definitely going to get her more subscriptions.
She is getting, I'll say, patted down, but mm-hmm. they're pretty thorough with the pat down.
They're very thorough with the pat down.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is like the teaser trailer to whatever she's got cooking up next.
Given how tight those jeans look, I'm not sure they're jeans. It could be, you know, the yoga pants that look like jeans. What are those, jeggings?
Yeah.
Jeggings. So I don't. They're really, yeah, they were really going to town there. So anyway, Bonnie Blue, she might be washed now. Who else is washed? It's time, as it is every single Wednesday at 2:30, for Washed Watch Wednesday.
We all know something or someone that's washed.
He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
From dating apps.
Swipe, 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 swipe.
To Skip Bayless.
It's my turn!
To Scott Boras. It's time to find out who's on Washed Watch on the Paul Gallant Show.
The grifters who wanted to have piping hot takes on a couple of Philadelphia Eagles not going to the White House. Sorry, bro. The Eagles who didn't go didn't play along. First off, here's what Jalen Hurts had to say when asked about skipping a White House trip.
Jalen, how come you didn't go to the White House? I wasn't available. I don't think that's pertinent. Everyone who went and was available, they seemed to enjoy themselves.
What a good job. That's a great answer. Wasn't available, but everyone who went seemed to have a good time. Boom! That is how you stay away from creating headlines where people get mad at you for no reason at all. That sounds like a Super Bowl winning quarterback right there. One of Channel View's finest. And get this, I think going forward for guys like Jalen Hurts and for others, this is the way to go when it comes to talking with the media about stuff that has nothing to do with what you do for a job. Treat them like the feds. Feed them bleep and keep them in the dock, to quote Detective Dignam from The Departed.
This is textbook how you do it. And dare I say, not just how a Super Bowl winning quarterback would answer, maybe how a gold medalist would answer.
Oh.
Is this him trying to play both sides?
Could
trying
to be the flag football quarterback?
Being the safe option? To not get Truth Socialed about?
Could be. I would prefer Patrick Mahomes be the Olympic quarterback, but it is 3 years from now.
Anything could happen.
So, very interesting to see that from Jalen Hurts. Also, A.J. Brown said the absence from the White House had nothing to do with politics. He had a personal thing to attend to. I like that. Personal thing. Because that's also going to frustrate the people who were there asking questions, hoping that they can get some sort of click bait answer that they can milk from for clicks. Because legitimately, this is the kind of crap that is in the middle of the culture war, just like the Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese stuff that is the stupidest thing ever. This is the same kind of stuff. Like, who cares who goes to the White House? It does not matter. Not going should not necessarily mean that is some sort of political statement, regardless of who's in office. It's very bizarre. Like, you should go. Well, what have you been already? Do you need to go again? Like, Jalen Hurts has been there because they won a national title with Alabama. You know, I would imagine A.J. Brown for him. Okay, this could have been a first opportunity, but you don't want to go. You don't have to go. Should you be crushed because you don't go? And it was weird seeing Malcolm Jenkins like saying, like, yeah, Jalen Hurts is taking a stand. Like also, grifter, other way. He's a hero. Oh, is he? Because it seems like he had something to do.
It'd be great if we found out, though, that it's like, took a vacation with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it's like just enough to where you're like, I don't know if we can actually, you had to reschedule to meet the president.
The movie Friendship starring Tim Robinson came out with Paul Rudd, and I had to see it open day. I'm a big fan of I Think You Should Leave at the Troiters.
Hey, listen. Minecraft movie came out, all right?
Chicken jockey!
Am I right?
Who else is washed in the world of sports? Bachelor Bill Belichick might be washed. First of all, this is so dumb. Per a report in the New York Times, Jordan Hudson, girlfriend of Bill Belichick, 24 years old, 23 years old, we're not sure, has told at least one person that she and Mr. Belichick are engaged to be married. And I don't know if this was done by artificial intelligence or Photoshop or what, but Belichick's boat, 8 rings, has a very, very different look to it now. Because now it says 1 plus 8 rings on the side. Is that one the ring that could be on Jordan Hudson? This is obtained by TMZ Sports. TMZ is usually right on this stuff.
Yeah, they're at least on the right side. How they get the information, you know, maybe not the best, but they normally are running with something that there's a little, at least a little bit of truth to. So I don't know. It'd be crazy if he got the boat changed before, I guess, announcing it.
It seems like that might have happened. And in classic Bill Belichick fashion, not telling people that he got married to piss off the media.
Yeah.
Sticking it to him again. Hell yeah. Also, as it relates to Bill Belichick, who is the ultimate ladies' man, around Christmas time, Bill Belichick's ex, Linda Holiday, who he dated for a very long time, Coug City, strong, powerful, independent woman.
U of H grad? Oh, no, different.
Right. Okay. You could say she would be very welcome at the University of Houston. So, Linda Holiday's daughters had a Christmas party last year. It's called Stroll Party in Nantucket. Her daughters, Ashley and Kat Hess, also known as the Hess twins, were DJing this party.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But according to an incident report, Linda Holiday, who had moved into a Belichick-purchased Nantucket home in 2024, contacted an event official with a Hudson-related issue. At approximately 9:30, Linda Holiday requested to speak at the first floor check-in station because she was upset by the presence of, get this, Jordan Hudson, the current partner of her ex-boyfriend, Bill Belichick. Hudson was a paying guest, and no concerns had been raised regarding her behavior, but Miss Holiday felt her presence was inappropriate since the event was widely advertised as a party headlined by her daughters. So Holiday asked that Hudson be removed. And Holiday went further to confront Hudson and her friend, Miss Massachusetts USA,
whoa,
Melissa Sapini, on the dance floor, and she made Miss Massachusetts 2024 cry.
This should be a scene in a movie.
It really should.
So you have twin DJs that are the, I guess, former stepdaughters of Bill Belichick.
Yep.
And you have Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's current girlfriend, wanting to go to watch the... By the way, if you're a guy in the 70s and your girlfriend wants to go to a DJ set... She's too young for you. Never mind the age. She's just too young for you.
What if the DJs...
She could be 50. She's too young.
What if the DJs are the daughters of your ex?
Even worse. Did Bill Belichick... I'm not saying this in an alarmist way. I'm just saying this in a this-is-funny-to-me way. Does he have any control over his personal life?
Seems like it.
Like, he seems like he's the 75-year-old version of, like, maybe not Antonio Brown, like Zion Williamson or something, where you're just like, hey, listen, I'm just doing my thing, all right?
Maybe
Zion Williamson's like, hey, I'm in my 20s, all right? I'm going crazy.
Maybe he likes the chaos. I don't know.
So crazy.
More on the exchange, because Hudson and Miss Massachusetts USA 2024 agreed to leave, but as they were walking out, Holiday, per Hudson, is part of the pageant world. And Holiday told Miss Massachusetts, If you value your current title, you should think twice about who her friends are.
Whoa. You don't want to make an enemy out of me? Which is what she said?
That's what made Miss Massachusetts cry.
Oh, my God. She's like, I can pull some strings. You're going to be fifth place in Iowa when I'm done with you.
Holiday afterwards said, if this didn't involve my girls, I don't think this would have bothered me as much. But because it did, the mama bear in me came out. I don't know. This seems to be very little to do with the girls and entirely to do with you, Linda.
Yes, a shocker. Someone's ex doesn't like their current girlfriend, especially when I'm assuming Jordan Hudson is younger than the twin DJs. I'm just assuming that. That might be unfair.
Anyway, Bill Belichick.
This was the no distractions guy. This was the coach that...
And now like he's basically destined for Bravo.
Yeah, now I want him on a reality TV show.
So there you go. That's Washed Watch, everybody. Bill Belichick, The Bachelor, gone.
Sorry, ladies.
Bill Belichick, The Bachelor TV show, not washed. That's looking good. All right, we got some garbage time up next. Astros really killing us right now, man. You're killing us. So we'll talk a little bit about what has gone down. I guess there's a chance that theoretically can still come back. On the most interactive sports talk show in town, stay put.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Locked in with the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The last chance to dance, the Paul Gallant Show. And the Astros are dead. They lost 8-4 to the Tampa Bay Rays. They lose 2 of 3 to the Tampa Bay Rays at George Steinbrenner Field, 24-25. On the year, that'll put them now a full 3 games back of the 27-20 Seattle Mariners. They are now tied for second place with the Texas Rangers. The Mariners, for what it's worth, are playing the Chicago White Sox, and it's not going so great for them, not going bad either. It's tied 4-4 in the middle of the sixth inning. It's more just if you're playing the Chicago White Sox, shouldn't you do better? So tomorrow, the Mariners are coming to town for a 4-game series with the Astros on the hill. Lance McCullers, I doubt that Ronel Blanco will be starting for the Astros on Friday, given that he just went back to Houston to get his elbow looked at, dealing with some soreness. Saturday, it'll be Fromber, and Sunday, no word on who it'll be. I doubt it will be Hunter Brown, who gave up 3 homers today, though. I think there's a very, very fair argument to be made that perhaps those home runs came as a result of the Astros playing in a tiny little ballpark with lots of wind pushing out towards the outfield. Anyway, all right, guys, there you go. Time for a little garbage time before we get out of here.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Some bad news for Joe Exotic. Yeah, remember him? The Tiger King. Joe Exotic is looking for a presidential pardon because his new husband, who had just been released from jail, is now deported. Joe Exotic, also known as Joseph Maldonado Passage. Wait a second. Is Joe Exotic related to Martin Maldonado?
Isn't that his maiden name?
It could be.
Or not maiden name. His husband's last name? Did he take his husband's last name?
No, his husband's name is Jorge Flores.
Oh, okay. Then he might be related to Martin Maldonado.
He could be. Jorge Flores, a 33-year-old Mexican national. They met in jail, as one does. True love story. But upon his release from jail, yes, he's being sent back to Mexico. So Joe Exotic is pleading with President Donald J. Trump for a pardon. Wonder if we'll get it. He does care about tigers.
He does?
That's a great question, actually. I don't know.
I
could argue he was terrible for Tigers. That's definitely true.
Oh, I thought you meant, you meant Donald Trump loves Tigers.
Oh, no. I thought that's Joe Exotic.
I thought there was some story behind.
No,
Trump loves Tigers, so maybe he loves Tiger King.
Well, they are a regal beast.
That's where my head was going to. So, I hope Joe Exotic gets what he wants. I think honestly, I think he deserves it. I think he should get pardoned just because he entertained America during the early days of the pandemic. Like, I think that
damn Carol Baskin.
I mean, what? Let me double check his crimes. But you know what? I'm sure they're not so bad.
Joe Exotic kill anyone? And artificial intelligence.
Killed tigers.
No. Exotic was convicted and sentenced to 22 years in prison on 17 counts of animal abuse and 2 counts of attempted murder for hire.
Yeah, he tried to hire hitmen. I'm good. Let him out.
You're out.
Let him out. He entertained America during the pandemic. There's nothing to do. Do you know how many we talked about Ray Lewis and NFL football saving lives and declining murder rates in cities when the football team's doing good? Joe Exotic, the early March, or I guess mid-March 2020, numbers could have been uglier if it wasn't for the Tiger King documentary.
Well, he kept crime down, you know, and I didn't last very long, though, because where I was, there was a lot of Antifa. Lots of Antifa. It didn't feel like people were still watching the Tiger King a couple months later, you know?
Yeah, but still. I think he's America's sweetheart.
He is, and why can't he have love? It's a good question. His husband's being deported.
Does he not deserve love?
Right.
Mr. President, does Joe Exotic not deserve love?
Here are all the charges that have been levied on Joe Exotic.
No.
He was arrested and arraigned on charges of attempting to hire 2 hitmen.
Hitman to do your job, the other hitman to get the other hitman.
Ooh, that could have been.
That's what you're doing a dumb movie, at least.
Done to kill Carol Baskin.
Oh.
Who was the rival, one of 2 rival.
Big Cat Sanctuary.
Big Cat Sanctuary is located in Oklahoma. In April of 2019, a federal jury found him guilty of 2 counts of hiring someone to murder her. 8 counts of violating the Lacey Act by falsifying wildlife records. Ah, whatever. It's paperwork.
Exactly.
There's no paperwork in the wild.
Yeah.
Wildlife records? Oh, falsified? Whatever. 9 counts of violating the Endangered Species Act by killing 5 tigers. Oh, that's kind of messed up. And selling tigers across state lines.
No problem with that.
22 years in prison. Okay.
Seems hefty. I'll say that.
It does seem like a lot, but it was an attempted murder. It was an attempted murder.
How much did Tonya Harding get?
I don't think... did Tonya Harding go to jail?
She maimed a person.
No. She didn't do anything.
She hired people who maimed a person.
Allegedly.
That's what Joe Exotic was trying to do.
Allegedly.
He also did kill tigers.
Tonya Harding has been to jail, but it was because in February of 2000, she attacked her boyfriend, punching him in the face and throwing a hubcap at his head.
Not good.
The attack left her boyfriend with a bloodied face. Harding was arrested. She pled not guilty. But in a trial, she admitted to attacking him. She was served 3 days in jail, 10 days of community service, and had a suspended jail sentence of 167 days.
Okay.
So there you go, everybody.
I think it's messed up that she got a weekend in jail, and Joe Exotic is going to rot for 22 years.
But... I don't think there was an attempted murder of Nancy Kerrigan. It was just beating her with a baton
but
to win an Olympic medal.
She was successful.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. She didn't die, but anyway, guys, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Big thanks to everybody who tuned in to today's show. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Paul Galanchel Podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Big thanks to our texters, callers, Twitchers, YouTubers, and of course to Sean Mapes behind the glass. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell. I will be off until next Tuesday. Have yourselves a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and until that Tuesday, peace.
ESPN 97.5.